our belief is that social media is just a way to place a more emotional human face on a company and brand. And so that's not just an Intel assumption. That would work for anyone who's listening to this thing. I think it's just an amazing way to be more emotionally connected to people you sell to and people who are interested in your technology.
This is podtech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Jones, and today my guest is Bill Kirkus from Intel, and he'll be sharing how Intel is really using social media in a very innovative way, or in very innovative ways. And Bill is Consumer and Enterprise Communications Manager with Intel. And we are in our work at here at PodTech, we are actually working with Intel, and we've been experimenting with lots of different content and styles of different social media. So, Bill, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, great. We are glad you're here. So tell me how you view social media and really the reason why you feel Intel really has seen a lot of benefit from social media.
My gosh, it's such a big topic to talk through. I think kind of to narrow it down in terms of just the social media aspects of it, rarely has something come along that we've seen where there's just an immediate way to make, you know, have the ability to create a stronger, more personal conversation with a variety of different customers, people, and by customers, I mean those that buy Intel technology, you know, such as Dell or Microsoft, but also just the bigger world out there, whether it's in the United States or many of the geographies that we work in, just everyone who's interested in technology and Intel and what Intel can do for them. So, you know, we kind of think of it, so it's a way to showcase what we love and what we're passionate about inside Intel, and then also the people who are interested in it obviously are clicking and looking for you to give your information on these type of things, and in some respects, then they become big fans of the brand. So, you know, whether it's working with our employees, doing podcasts or blogs or any of that kind of stuff, it's about kind of telling people our story direct to their inboxes, if you will, or direct to their PC screens. Gets us into a conversation, a mutual conversation, and sometimes as you're getting feedback back. And I think most of all, from an Intel perspective, our belief is that social media is just a way to place a more emotional human face on a company and brand. And so that's not just an Intel assumption. That would work for anyone who's listening to this thing. I think it's just an amazing way to be more emotionally connected to people you sell to and people who are interested in your technology.
So drill down a bit for me and really help the listeners understand what kind of things you're doing. So just take, for example, something you're doing with podcasts.
Yeah, so our podcasting effort started in a big way right around January. So at the Consumer Electronics Show, we had a unique opportunity where we had a keynote with our CEO, Paul Otellini. I believe it was on the second day of the show. And we had a number of product introductions that crossed into many, many areas of the technology world. So we were introducing a computer that had a lot of consumer electronics features. We were talking about how increasingly people are going to be using their PCs, which kind of funny how this relates to podcasts, but using their PCs to watch entertainment, download entertainment, beam it around their house, whether it be a movie or a podcast, a TV show, or listening to radio, satellite radio, downloading music, all of those things. And it culminated with an introduction of a brand called Intel Vive Technology, which was kind of our entertainment or in-home brand for a PC. And it was pretty much, as we talked about, doing the normal stuff that companies do to introduce new products, press releases, press interviews, keynote speeches. It became pretty much a no-brainer. In fact, it was one of those meetings where you're in and someone brings up the idea of podcasting and everyone kind of looks at each other and says, no duh, and, you know, why didn't we do this, you know, 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago? So I would say that's where we went 2 feet in. We were experimenting with it a little bit beforehand, but the opportunity we had with CES was just to you know, again, get Paul Otellini, some of his keynote podcasts, so you had kind of just a almost a clip of the video of his keynote speech. But then we also went to our booth and did some podcasting in terms of people visiting the booth, some Intel people showing technology at the booth. And we put together a pretty good collection of that and even had our marketing manager at the time talk about the new brand and what it means and how you go about creating a brand. So suddenly you've got a, at the time we weren't calling it this, but you have a variety or a channel of podcasts to amplify everything that you're doing for those people who are not at the show or who did not get to a keynote or just wanted to see a little bit more about Intel on their own time and kind of invite us into their screen or their home, if you will. It was a really good way to start off.
Did you tie it into blogs or use wikis as a collaborative tool to try to talk about it internally? Or how else did you implement social media other than podcasting?
Yeah, so I'd say we've dipped our toes in a number of areas. We don't have it seems like some of the trend is that you have to have this huge Intel.com or Microsoft.com or Dell.com blog. We've decided not to go that route quite yet. And instead, what we're doing is a variety of different things. I think we're fairly early on in doing a very fertile internal employee blog. That's from our senior executives. Again, Paula Delaney blogs quite often. Most of the people on the executive staff do, and we have thousands of employees who have their own blogs and do that. So it's been a great kind of employee tool to do blogging internally. More externally, we've done a whole variety of different things, ranging from having our CTO, Justin Ratner, start a blog on Ziff Davis. We've talked about sponsoring certain bloggers, so SiliconValleyWatcher.com. We're trying to work with Tom Ferensky on his blog. So, it's kind of a variety of different things as we kind of kick the tires on what do we want to do at Intel in terms of a blog and what do we want that blog to be. Do we want it to be personalities, information, categories, those kind of things.
So do you think that it's probably the reason you've been so successful, that it really has started from the top with Paul and worked its way down, or is it just because the mid-level managers also believe in it? I mean, kind of how did you get to be so successful with all of this?
Oh, I think it's funny. It's how do you measure the success, which I'm sure we'll talk to in a few
right.
minutes. But yeah, I think when your CEO embraces it, that's one way. I think also just the atmosphere inside Intel, we're risk takers, we're technology advocates, early adopters, many of us. I mean, when you start combining all those things away, and you take that technology and talk about how a podcast or a blog or some other type of social media tool can help amplify what you're trying to do, it makes it to be a pretty easy sell. So I would say, the Intel culture of risk-taking combined with seeing our executives embracing it made it fairly easy to do internally as a blog and then kind of start expanding externally in terms of podcasts.
So let's get into the measurement of success. I mean, that was definitely a question, and we might as well hit it. So how do you measure success? And this is just with all your social media effort. It doesn't necessarily have to be just podcasting or just the blogs.
Yeah, there's a few different ways we do it. And this is maybe one of the reasons why we're not just trying to say, hey, everything's here on Intel.com, whether it's a huge blog or just a huge podcast. I think we're trying to just have more conversations with the community and kind of having those type of exchanges, and then again amplifying our own kind of messages of what Intel's up to. So, the measure of success isn't so much how many hits Justin Ratner's blog on Ziff Davis gets. It's the fact that he's involved in a pretty good branded area where there's several bloggers all talking, and sure enough, his blog is well read. There's a lot of conversations. He's taking those conversations and comments and commenting back and taking things and learning from them. So it's not just a readership or hits type of thing. It's what are people saying? Are they reading it? We're being involved in certain areas where there's a lot of eyeballs going, and we're having good conversations on those in those areas. And then the other one is probably the common denominator, which is I know Paul Adelini's blog from CES had over 100,000 hits. Now, some may argue that's tiny. Some may say, oh, my gosh, that's a ton. To us, you have to invite that podcast into your screen or into your home. And so it's someone who is actively interested in Intel and wants to learn more. That is such a genuine and easy way to measure a connection in terms of trying to get a message to someone and exchange information. So for us, even if our podcasts are getting 5,000 hits, much less 100,000 to 200,000, it's someone that is inviting you in, and we're able to kind of amplify our messaging. And that's kind of how we think at the highest level these things are really impactful.
Do you think that it's actually extended your brand in a way that you hadn't seen before, that it's really because of the storytelling aspect that you've gotten into and the passion that people show and you can hear? Do you think that people get a better sense of Intel from a, like I said, from a brand extension standpoint?
I think it's probably too early to measure, but my gut says yes, absolutely, that we have. I'll give you another story. So Intel became a sponsor of VloggerCom, a vlog show in San Francisco a couple months ago. And we purposely went there because as you go into this show, it's fairly grassroots, and everyone's kind of scratching their head saying, what is a big corporation doing at this kind of grassroots type of show? And we went there, and we basically just said, glad to be here. It's your show. We just want to put you guys on camera and ask you a bunch of questions about technology, what you like about it, what you hate about it, what do you think of Intel, what don't you like about Intel, and you just kind of opened up these conversations. And it was an amazing way to just get to these people who are far ahead in their own industries, right? I mean, these were the creme de la creme of vloggers, and talking to them about it. And as you had that exchange, I think people kind of understood, hey, Intel's just really kind of wanting to know what's going on, what do we like, what do we don't like in the world of technology. And it was actually pretty humorous because we got a lot of information on what people hate about technology and what people love. I mean, one guy just kind of said, hey, the faster your processors go, the more sleep I can get. It doesn't really get more real world than that, you know.
That's great. Well, so what don't you like about social media?
You know, I don't think there's anything that I can sit there and say that I don't like about it. If anything, maybe it's just that there's so many things you can go do. How do you grab one or two projects and go make them happen and make sure they're either successful or measurable? So in some respects, there's so much you can do, especially at a company like Intel with so many products and business groups and employees. Where do you go focus and what do you go do there? Now, I'll give a general comment, and I make this comment quite a lot. The foundation of any type of social media thing is that you're going to be criticized and you're going to lose control. And if you go to any corporation, 99 out of 100 will hate those things, right? They want to be in control, and then not many people really love to be criticized. It's human nature. The good news is, again, the Intel culture is pretty open about that. We're pretty constructive confrontation type of people. But, you know, I think if you were asking the general question and you were talking to CEOs or managers, I think you'd run into that problem a lot. You know, how can this be successful if we don't have control and people are coming to our site and telling us, you know, we have something wrong? That's a tough one to swallow.
So my final question is, so how do you really decide what to tackle, in a sense, with all the things that go on with an Intel, to your point? Where do you go? Do you tie it to your marketing plan? Do you tie it to just product announcements? Where do you go with it?
So for now, like I said, we're kind of doing the whole peanut butter approach, where we're spreading ourselves around quite a lot and dipping toes and checking things out and then figuring out if it's something we want to move forward on. So I think that's kind of the easiest way of where do you want to go. The low-hanging fruit is obviously product launches. The CES keynote, like I said, we were in that meeting and we're like, geez, we should have been doing this a long time ago. Those are pretty easy. I'll tell you something else that we try and want to do more of is, you know, a great place to go is you go to the employee blog and you just put out a blog out there saying, we're thinking of maybe sponsoring a show or doing a podcast, or here's what we've had planned, what do you all think? And it's amazing the input that you get from people who are 10 times smarter than I am on social media inside Intel. You know, no one's an expert on this stuff. And sometimes you take your ideas from there and just go run with them that way.
That's an awesome idea. Well, thank you very much. I've been speaking with Bill Kirkus of Intel. And Bill, thank you very much for speaking on Marketing Voices. You've just given people a lot of tips.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
This has been Bill Kirkus with me, Jennifer Jones. And Bill is the Intel Consumer and Enterprise Communications Manager in the Sales and Marketing Group. So for all of my listeners out there, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.